Blog Talk Radio.
From the studios of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas, we welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, T.J. Tipton and Brad Dick.
Well, Bradley's trying to tell me something. I don't know exactly what. What's up, Brad? I cannot hear you. Isn't that something amazing? I still can't hear you. You know, technical problems, they happen all the time. I don't know why it seems to always happen right before the show starts, because we were talking. Let me make sure I'm hearing this right. That's right. Well, I'm going to check this out. I still can't hear you, bro. Let me see if I can get this. Well, we're having fun anyway, all right? Okay, let me see if, so it sounds like that maybe we might have a technical error here. There we go. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Waldron, Arkansas, Brother Brad Dick. Yeah. So how's your day going? Well, I got everything but my music quit on us, but other than that, I guess we're okay. Right? Yeah. We are alive and kicking. Let's see what this does right here. I'm not hearing the music behind the background. But, okay, we don't have to have music. Pretend we're music playing, right? I mean, that's all you can do, right? Man, how's everybody doing out there? Woo, we're having a good time. This COVID thing, Bradley, is something else. You know what? We're going to talk a little bit more about this, but, you know, I just need people to know that right now that you can listen to us on Facebook Live. RightTalkShow.com/TJ. Now, Bradley, are you, Brad, you're looking good on there. There we are. Okay. I just want to make sure that both of us are on there. There we go. So I want to make sure that, hey, Gregory, I just want to make sure I'm looking at everything that I can see going on. Okay. RightTalkShow.com/TJ. Are you sharing this right now, Bradley? Shared it, and they've already seen all the mess ups and all of the everything that could go wrong went wrong. Yeah, but they can find you at RightTalkShow.com/Brad. Not Bradley, but just Brad. Yeah, that's it. You know, Bradley's kind of a personal name that I have for you. You know, I don't think that's usually what he does not go by unless I call him that. So also we got YouTube Live, RightTalkShow.com/YouTube. In case that you come searching for us Monday through Thursdays at 10 p.m. Central Time and we're not on Facebook, you can go to righttalkshow.com/YouTube. Why don't everybody just run over there real quick and give us a like? You know, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Ring the little bell, ding, ding, ding. Yeah, just get over there. You're going to see the very same thing that you're going to see right here on Facebook Live as well. Okay? And, of course, you can watch us anytime, day or night, on Right Talk Show, righttalkshow.com/RightTalkLive. RightTalkShow.com/YouTube. You can watch us on Twitch. You can watch us on Roku. We're all over the place. Everywhere. Now, I'll tell you something I'm really excited about is our podcast. Our podcast, if you're Apple, you can go to righttalkshow.com. That's with one T, by the way. Right Talk right behind you. You see right behind Bradley's head there, Right Talk, how to spell it. Yeah, there you go. .com/Apple. What's your favorite podcast platform, Bradley? Do you have one? On YouTube. Yeah, I like Google. I like Google a lot. But I'm kind of becoming a great fan of Spotify. You have to download the app, of course, you know, and I guess you do on Google. I don't know. I spend so much time on my computer, right? But I did something today, and but before I talk about that, I want to give everybody, I want somebody to win this Trump Take America Back hat. That's coming up. I am too, and too bad you don't get a register for it. I am too. I think that's next Thursday. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But we need some people to register for it. Right, Talk? And it's free to register. We're not asking for you to donate money. Okay? Just righttalkshow.com/TRU. Trump, baby, Trump. Okay? Now, we got to make sure that we got to tell people that we're not politically active in Trump's campaign, and we sure aren't for Biden's campaign. But, yeah, a Trump hat, that's right, and already people are saying, I want the Trump hat. Well, it's real easy to get. righttalkshow.com/Trump. righttalkshow.com/Trump. I'm so glad I got smart people working for us, Brad, because I would have never thought that we could put everything under righttalkshow.com. But everything that we do, they've got it, righttalkshow.com/, and to get the free hat, Trump. And you know what? You can register up to 9 times in one day. Yep, sure can. Yep, so it's going to be something great, and we'll announce Thursday. Let's just do the drawing here on the show. Yeah, because what we do is I just press a button, and everybody's name that's in the hat, everybody's email that we have, it goes to a cycle and throws it out, and that's who wins. And you can get it in black. You get to pick the color. Red, blue, real tree, yes, sir. So any color, you know, once we contact you and say, hey, you won, you can tell me what color you want, and we're going to send it to you. Send it to them. And who knows, we might even let them on the show. Oh, that's going to be exciting. Yeah, so hurry up and get on there and go to righttalkshow.com/Trump. Let me tell you what I had to do today. Yeah, and just like that. Somebody chatted just like that. That's it. Okay, so I'm running ads on Facebook for Right Talk because we want other people to know, right? And so I went in there and I started filling out I've done this 100 times, right? I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. This is what I do. And I got out there and I just started sending out filling out the form, and all of a sudden it comes back with a little exclamation point and says, TJ Tipton, you cannot run this ad on Facebook. Yeah. And so I said, well, why not? Because I'm not just one to just, you know, leave it alone. And so they continue to tell me that we are a political show. You're a politician. You didn't even know it, Bradley Dick. Yeah. Isn't that exciting? So I had to give them my American address, where I lived at, okay? So if the FBI of Facebook wants to track me down, now they know where I live at, okay? Yeah. And then I had to go down to the bank and have them fill out and notarize that my name is T.J. Tipton. Yeah, I sent that. Yeah, they said they'd never seen anything like it before. I said, I know it, but that's Facebook, okay? If you want to play the game with Facebook, you got anyway. What's the phone number, Bradley? Nine, nine, nine. That's better than 666. Trust me. Yeah, 563. Yeah, 999. That's what we do here at Right Talk. We turn everything. We are saving the world one life at a time. We just turn it upside down. 563-999-3597 is the number to call. I don't know. I don't understand exactly why we're not getting sound out of that yet, but I promise that we'll get it working somewhere. We'll get it working some way. And I think I just fixed part of it right there. I'm looking at this stuff. Do I sound different now, Bradley, than what I did, or just about the same? Yeah, okay. Exactly. Well, let me jump on my soapbox opera. Okay? Just let me jump on this just for a minute, Bradley, because I am ticked. Yeah. I'm upset about people who are so gullible that they'll believe anything that's on the internet. Do you know, this is how crazy this is, okay? I get messages. I finally had to tell some people, don't message me anymore. Just don't do it. If you're not, these conspiracy theories rotting people's brains. The conspiracy theories that I've heard in the last week, somebody sent me a message, and in this message there was a guy that buried people over in England, right? Now, I know this had to be 2 years old. I know it had to. But anyway, he's on there telling people that COVID-19 is not real. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking to a person that suffered for 2 weeks or more with COVID. Don't come telling me. You're too late to come. It's just like Jesus Christ. You're too late to come and tell me that he ain't real. You're too late to tell me that that any of the things that atheists believe, you're too late, baby. You're just too late, okay? And so this guy who embalms people, and, you know, he's telling about how fake COVID-19 is. Now, I know that's a couple of years old, but did you know that there was really people that believed? And they won't be honest with you, Bradley. But they got that little messenger, and here's this doctor talking about how that COVID-19 is fake, right? And so now, okay, we know it's not fake, but how many messages do we get from yo-yos? Some of them even my kinfolk. God help us. It's like people who have itching ears. They're waiting. Let me pull this mic back because I'm about to get excited. I'm gonna take me a blood pressure pill when I get done with this. I guarantee it. You know, how many people are going to believe this nonsense? Okay. Case in point. Calm down, TJ. Brad, did you know that the U.S. government is the one that started COVID-19? Where do people get their idiotic ideas? It was in Britain before it was ever in the United States. It's been all over the world. It's in Australia. But it is a U.S. government conspiracy. A U.S. government conspiracy that the government of the United States started COVID-19. What is up with people? What is... right there in Dallas, Texas. I've been there. They probably put a test tube in the... Oh, Jiminy Christmas. How long? I'm going to have fun whether anybody else does or not, right? How long are we going to put up with stupidity? People will listen to whatever is sent in their messenger. I don't know how people have time. Because I get 10, 20 a day, right? Oh, watch this, TJ. Here, talk about this on your show. Now, I'm going to tell you, Bradley, I've heard of conspiracy theories for the last 10 years. I've seen conspiracy theories, okay? And none of them came true. Not a single one of them came true. Somebody told me that the government is offering or demanding that we take these shots, right? Why? Why would the government really ever care if you and I took a shot? Nobody can answer that for me. Why would the government even care if you were immunized or not? Well, because that in the long run, the government's going to take your life. And COVID-19 ain't? I tell you, I know this. And I don't care what anybody says. I'm very forthright in what I believe, right? Okay. I took the COVID-19 Johnson & Johnson vaccination. I got inoculated, brother. Okay. I know three different families. Okay. I made my children get inoculated. They had to take the Pfizer. Okay. That wasn't because the government demanded it. It was because that in order for me to go, I'm going to Pakistan next month, right? In order for me to go to Pakistan, I had to have the shot. I knew that if I took any mission trip whatsoever, I had to take the shot. I had to be inoculated. Just truth. Okay? I had to be inoculated for yellow fever shot. We've talked about this time and time again. I've been inoculated for yellow fever. Whenever I first went to Uganda, I had to take the mump shot. I had to take the, there were several shots I had. I had to take a TB shot. There was all kinds of shots that I had to take in order for me to go to Uganda as like 12, 13 years ago. Okay? Since then, I've had to be inoculated again with the yellow fever shot because it was outside of 10 years. Okay? Now, Brad, what's the difference in taking the yellow fever vaccination and a COVID-19 vaccination? Government didn't force me to. I'm not talking about government forcing you, right? I'm not talking about that at all. I am talking about people who have been willfully inoculated, willfully, right, so that they can go about their business. Now, if the government wants to demand you to take a shot like Biden wants to, I can understand people being upset. But don't judge me because that you heard a conspiracy theory that is not the truth. Don't judge me. Don't judge me, baby, because I'm not one to take judgment very lightly. I've been known to get in people's faces. I know that's hard for you to imagine, Bradley, okay? Because you know how calm and, quiet that I am, But still, the fact is, how long will these people have itching ears? How long will they believe whatever comes around? How long will they say, well, This is a U.S. government problem because they have given everybody COVID-19. No, baby, I'll tell you where COVID-19 came from. It came from China. That is not a theory. That is a truth. It came from China. If I want to get into theories, I can say, well, maybe it came from Wuhan, testing site there, right? Do I believe it came from a bat? You'd have to be an idiot to believe that it came from a bat. I'm just telling you. I wish somebody would help me out here because I'm about ready. I guarantee it. My face is getting red because I can't believe how silly people are. 563-999-3597. Well, if nobody else going to get riled up, I'll get riled up. But I just can't believe. I mean, I'm talking about God-fearing Christians believe this nonsense that somebody has to. Folks, Trump lost the election. Do I believe that it was rigged? Yes, but I have no proof. Is Trump going to become president in the next 3 months? No. Read my lips. No. He will. You know what? Back in June, I got all kind of messages, Bradley, from people who were saying that they're going to count the vote in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and we're going to find out that Trump really won, and they're going to jerk Uncle Joe out of office. Nobody wanted that to be truer than I did, right? It didn't happen. That's supposed to happen in August. Everywhere I went, every Christian circle, I go to revivals. People were talking about, oh, man, did you know that Trump's about ready to become president again? They're going to jerk Biden. They call him Biden. I call him Uncle Joe, out of office. Bradley, that takes a serious idiot to believe that. I'm sorry. That takes somebody that doesn't use this brain to think. You better help me, Brad. I'm about to get in some trouble. I knew you would. I knew you would. Talk to me. Now, wait, just a minute, okay? So we had China's permission to create a U.S. military lab inside of China, and we released, this is what they're saying, and we released a bio warfare disease called COVID-19. We did that. Is that what they're saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of them need to turn this off right now because they're going to be going around spouting this stuff. I got it recorded, brother. Oh. Do you remember that? Do you remember? I had people calling me on the telephone. Do you have 5G? Does it matter whether I have 5G or not? That signal's out there anyway. Did you know that 5G's coming to America? 5G had already been in America for a year and a half. MENA, Arkansas is surrounded by 5G. It might not be Verizon, you know, but it's still 5G. People can come. Go ahead, talk to me some more, because I'm just getting started. Oh boy, here's my... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, people are just... I'm telling you. Listen. Folks, listen to reality. I am Mr. Reality, okay? This show is about right talk. This show is about, at least, Bradley, half-truth is still a lie. We know that because that Satan gives half-truths. He knows some of the truth. He'll share some of the truth with you, but then it's still half a lie. So if it's still half-truth, it's still half-lie, so it makes it a lie, right? Okay? And you know, let me share with you what the number to call if it's working. 563-999-3597. If not, I'm going to enjoy myself anyway. Okay, so we're talking about conspiracy theories, right? Okay, let me tell you a conspiracy theory that come from no other place than from the White House. Are you ready for this? You probably don't know who Psaki is, but Psaki is the president's news person, okay? And she's always talking about, she does all the news presses, right? Okay, to break it down for people with a fifth grade education can understand, okay? She does Psaki, and she believes, this is her quote, okay? During a House, during the White House press briefing, Psaki was asked who those migrants crossing the U.S. southern border, why they're not asked for proof of vaccination. Because we got Afghanistans coming into the country, right? Okay? And we're making sure that none of them have COVID-19. Okay? I'm going to leave that alone, okay? But they have to have proof of their vaccination status in order to enter the country, okay? And so Psaki was asked, as individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have, that's all they're asked. Do you have any COVID-19? Listen to me. If they're going to come into America, if they're going to come in as an immigrant, oh, what are they going to say? Oh, yeah, I'm running fever and I've been coughing for the last 24 hours. Okay, I'm talking about conspiracy theories. Now get ready for this. Psaki went on to say that there is no problem at the border. And she said that these people come in, but they just come in for a little while because they're moved out later. And then she said, the borders are closed. The borders are closed. We have how many people underneath the bridge right now? Thousands, 10,000. Who knows today, right? The flood of migrants spiked from 4,000 on Wednesday. And by Saturday afternoon, there was 14,878 people streaming across the border by the hundreds, if not thousands, a day. And Psaki says that there is no, that the borders are closed. That, my friend, is a what? That is a conspiracy theory. Right? Where do these people crawl out from under the rock at? You know? I mean, here is an intellectual, you don't want to call her young lady because if you did, we'd get in trouble by AOC. We'll talk about her in a minute. That's always something. Oh boy, okay. But I just want you to know that, you know, they are trying to make Americans, you and me, trying to make Americans believe this stupid stuff that Uncle Joe has everything in control. Now, let me tell you what Trump says. Trump said that the U.S. will be a third world nation because of the border crisis. Now, former President Donald Trump, he kind of like me, takes things a little bit extravagant, right? He might evangelistically speak at times, okay? But let me tell you something about the brother. He didn't take no nonsense, okay? China feared us. when he was in office. People didn't mess with us like we like they do now as a paper tiger, right? Okay. And President Trump said Monday, today, that the United States would soon be considered a third world nation because of the number of migrants crossing the southern border illegally. Okay. So I want you to, that's a pretty bold statement. Okay. Now what I read was Sunday. The account Trump statement comes as more as 12,000 immigrant camps out under the Del Rio and International Bridge at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. Okay. And you know, they've taken drones and they've taken videos. Man, have you seen those pictures, Bradley? There's people everywhere. And most of them, I don't know how many of them are, but a lot of them are Haitians. I heard about that. Now, there's no reason to be mean to people, right? But we've seen over 200,000 migrant crossings since July. Okay? And what is Uncle Joe doing about it? Absolutely nothing. His press secretary says we don't have a problem. His press secretary says that the borders are closed. Now, you know what? I got to be nice, Bradley. I got to be nice. But I know this, okay? That this has to be cleared up. There has to be a stopping to this. And what the White House is saying, oh, they're only here for a few days because we're going to send them back. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know how they got here in the first place. I'd like to know, what are they doing? Are they taking a boat over to Mexico? I don't know. I'm not being facetious. I'm not being silly. I'm just saying, are they taking a boat from Haiti over to Mexico? And then coming into the border, how are they doing this? You know, maybe we need to research that a little bit. But the thing about it is, this means then that Mexico is allowing it. But why would they care? Because they're coming straight into America. Why would it bother? Anyway. Okay. In related stories, Vice President Kamala Harris is under fire for lack of attention to border crisis. Okay. Now, again, conspiracy theories are things that are not true, but we'll believe them. And isn't it sad that we want to believe those things? The worst, I would never want to believe my country, the United States of America, the greatest country in the world. And I've been hearing these conspiracy theories for the last 20 years. None of them have come true, okay? But it always makes light. It always makes light of America. And that's what I don't like. It makes America look like that we're all bad. Now, regressives are bad. Liberals are bad. Most Democrats seem to be on that side of it. But there's people like myself and like Bradley, people who listen to this show, people who don't listen to this show, okay, that we really believe in our country. And, you know, when I come back from Pakistan, okay, I'll probably get down on my knees and kiss the ground that, you know, when I come back into America, because it's just that bad in other countries, you know. Have you heard much from Uncle Joe lately? I guarantee it. You know, the number to call is 563-999-3597. What do you think about conspiracy theories? Why are we so gullible? Why do we believe everything that's on our messenger? I don't know how people have time, Bradley, there and watch that crap. And that's what it is. It's crap. Okay? I don't know how people have time to sit there and listen to that nonsense. And I will get hundreds a week, right? I finally started messaging people, so don't get offended, folks. If I say don't, I sent a message to my sister. Don't send me any more of that junk. If you want to know the truth, ask me. I'll tell you all about it. Jiminy Christmas. Where did we come up with this stuff at? Okay, so let me get back to where I was talking about, okay? Uncle Joe has remained silent about the American-launched drone strike that killed 10 civilians, including 7 children, and no terrorists, okay? Just to find out, confirmed Friday, that the drone strike was a mistake, Bradley. You know, when I found out about the drone strike, I said to myself, why wasn't multitudes of the enemy taken out, right? 7 children, 10 civilians, and there is a rumor that the person that was driving the truck was a contractor for the United States of America. Okay? So, and the Pentagon confirmed Friday that the drone strike was a mistake and said it would investigate the process behind the erroneous targets. And we're not hearing nothing from Biden. Of course, if he came on, he'd come on with that daddy tone like he's our daddy, you know. If you don't understand half of what he says, right? But Biden has not spoken to reporters about the botched operation, or he hasn't even offered a public apology. And the president twice walking by waiting reporters without answering questions as he traveled from the beach in Delaware to the White House and left in the afternoon for the United Nations summit in New York. The White House acknowledged the mistake on Monday. Today, they acknowledged it. But they're focusing their attention on the Pentagon's investigation. Another screw-up in the Biden administration. Another problem that Biden cannot fix. So I'm just wondering, you know, how's he going to handle this? Because he's not saying nothing. Yeah, Trump did it. It was Trump's problem. Trump's the one that got us into this. Trump's the one, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Well, there's another person, Bradley, that I want to talk about that I'm finding I never have liked her. I ain't going to start now. No, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about Whoopi either, okay? All right? I'm talking about AOC. And, of course, she went to the gala event wearing her party dress, said tax the rich. $30,000 for the ticket. Some are saying $35,000 for the ticket. And then I saw real quick how that now the Democrats are saying, well, she was given those tickets, okay? And by the way, whenever she walked in there in the dress that was designed, right? I did some research, and the person that designed it, she's in a lot of trouble with the IRS in several states. Uh-huh. Yeah. Birds of a feather flock together. And so I thought I would just kind of mention, since AOC And I want to talk about some headlines that I'm reading, okay? Well, not only did AOC go to this event, right, but she wasn't wearing a mask. Now, I thought that every good Democrat, every good Democrat wore a mask. Now, I don't wear a mask, right? I'm not going to wear a mask. If I choose to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. But that mask is about as useless, as we say in Arkansas, useless as tits on a boar hog, right? Now, you haven't heard me say that in a while, have you? But it's true. They're useless. I don't even know why people would be so silly. Again, there is one of those conspiracy theories. That mask is going to protect you. No, baby, that mask is not going to protect you. Okay? So AOC sent a message with her first Met Gala 2021 appearance that said, what? Tax the rich. AOC calls Senator Sinema other moderates destructive for demanding infrastructure vote. Now, I'm just reading some of these titles in newspaper ads. This comes from Google News, a very liberal news outlet, right? She wants to extend the pandemic unemployment insurance. That's the last thing that America needs, is to extend the pandemic unemployment insurance. The very last thing we need, right? Okay. She went on to say that AOC, I'm officially done with Democrats, is what she said. Who put her in office? Bunch of dumb Democrats. That's who put her in office. If anybody would vote for this woman, they need to go and have some psychiatric help. I'm sorry. She's non-American. She's a feminazi at its best, right? And you know, she just, listen to this. She introduces an amendment to halt U.S. arms sales to Israel. Well, we know the Democrats do not like Israel, but I love Israel because I know that what the Bible says, that if I bless Israel, then God's going to bless me, right? That's just a fact. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Israel, right? Because if they're blessed, I'm blessed. Okay? But this just goes on. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez slams Texas GOP governor deep ignorance on abortion, right? The list goes on and on and on and on and on. She is a communist at the word go. I have no respect for her whatsoever. I have no respect for the woman whatsoever. I just find it amazing. I'll tell you something, what I'd really like for us to look at, though, okay? And that is, have you heard much on General Milley? General Milley, okay, we know I really hate talking bad about him because he's part of our military, right? And I try to hold the utmost respect for our military, right? General Milley said that the Black Lives Matter riots causing $1 billion in damage were trivial. Now, listen, I don't support the riot team at the Capitol building in any way, shape, or form. Okay? But Bradley, that is what you call trivial. On the riots that was sparked by George Floyd's death, that is, $1 billion is not trivial. And I'm wondering what he is even thinking about as even saying that it's trivial. People's livelihoods were taken away. People died. Okay? I'm not saying this has nothing to do with George Floyd. It has everything to do with we let things get out of hand And now General Mark Milley is suggesting that the Black Lives Matter riots that caused an estimated $1 billion in damage were just trivial. I find that amazing. I don't know where he's coming from. I just don't understand it at all. $1 billion. $1 billion. Okay? And this is what he said. We're a country of 330 million people. You got these penny packet protests. Penny packet protests. No, that's the capital. That was a penny packet protest. And yet we made it a bigger deal than we did about the protests that took place over George Floyd's death. If we're going to call right, right, and wrong, wrong, let's call it. The truth is that the Capitol thing should have never happened. I agree. But neither should have the riots over George Floyd. Okay? And when they do, don't downgrade it to a what? To a penny packet protest. So I find out that there's a lot of misnomers today. A lot of things that people are believing that they'll read. They're reading it. Has to be true. It come from the internet, Bradley. So whatever I get in my messenger has to be the truth. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Well, listen, I'm a little bit smarter than Yogi Bear, okay? Just a little bit, right? Boo-boo, right? So I know that I have a right, okay, to tell people, don't send me your nonsense. You have a right, Bradley, to tell people, don't send the nonsense, right? So I'm just finding it amazing that so many people are so gullible. As you know, would I take the shot again? Yep, sure would. I know three families that had it the same time I did, okay? And two of those families are still suffering. But mine was a mild case and it kicked my rear, I'll be the first to tell you, right? You know, Roseanne had it. It's nothing to mess with. But I'm glad I got immunized. See, all three of my children, I made them take the immunization, right? Not a single one of them got sick. And they were living with me and with Rhonda, right? And we didn't put on masks and we didn't sterilize probably like we should have. You know, we didn't say, stay away, 6 feet. 6 feet's an imaginary line that somebody invented, another psychopath idea. Right, and none of our children caught it. I'm doing so much better, 100%. Rhonda's doing so much better. What do I say? I'd take it again. I'd have to take it if I was going to Pakistan anyway. Right. Now, if you don't want to take it, you have that right. You have that privilege. I ain't going to judge you. But don't judge me. As long as it's not mandated. Now, that's where I draw a line. Mandated masks, mandated vaccinations, I got problems, okay? So, other than that. Well, Bradley, we're about done. Can you believe that already? What else? I know it. You got anything else you want to share with us? What you said was I took over the show again. I know what you're saying, Bradley. Say goodnight, Bradley.